It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've been digging through implementation data all weekend, and the pattern is brutally clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems. Maya, you've been in the trenches with actual deployments. What's really happening out there?
Sighs heavily. Alex, I just got off a call with a healthcare startup that burned through $340,000 trying to implement a comprehensive AI diagnostic suite. 6 months later, they're using a $29 a month ChatGPT subscription for patient intake summaries. That's the reality nobody wants to admit. Most successful AI implementations right now are embarrassingly simple.
Wait, that tracks with my experience. I spent 3 weeks trying to integrate Midjourney into our design workflow with custom APIs and automated pipelines. Know what actually stuck? Teaching the junior designers to write better prompts in the basic web interface. We're producing 3x more concepts for clients now, but the implementation took literally one afternoon.
Laughs bitterly, Sophie. At least you admitted defeat quickly. We built an entire microservices architecture to handle AI-powered customer support. Kubernetes clusters, load balancers, the works. 2 months and $180,000 later, our support team is just copying and pasting from Claude. The infrastructure sits there, unused, mocking me daily.
Derek, that's exactly what I'm seeing in the data. The Reglamento 2024-1689 from the EU Parliament talks about risk-based approaches and conformity assessments, but on the ground, successful implementations ignore most of that complexity. Maya, what's driving this gap between regulatory frameworks and actual practice?
It's philosophical, really. Regulators think in systems, comprehensive, defensible, auditable. But AI tools work best as augmentation, not automation. Take that healthcare startup I mentioned. Their original plan had 47 pages of compliance documentation. Their current setup? One paragraph in their HIPAA policy about AI-assisted documentation. The irony is, the simple approach probably reduces risk more than their complex system would have.
This reminds me of when digital photography hit the creative industry. Everyone thought we needed $50,000 digital backs and specialized workflows. Meanwhile, photographers making money were using consumer DSLRs and Photoshop. Same pattern, the tools that win are the ones people actually use.
But here's what kills me. We know this. Every implementation guide, every best practice document says start small, iterate, measure. So why do we keep building these monuments to complexity? Last week, I reviewed proposals from three different AI vendors. Lowest implementation estimate, $275,000 in 4 months.
The California teenager who died after trusting ChatGPT for drug advice, that's the dark side of this simplicity bias. When tools are so easy to access, the support infrastructure doesn't exist. Maya, how do you balance accessibility with safety in your implementations?
That case haunts me. Here's the brutal truth. Most organizations implementing AI tools have zero budget for user education. They'll spend $50,000 on licenses, but won't allocate $5,000 for training. I've started insisting on what I call implementation insurance. 20% of any AI budget must go to education and guardrails. Clients hate it until something goes wrong.
In creative fields, we're seeing similar issues with copyright and attribution. Agencies are pumping out AI-generated content without any infrastructure to track provenance. I know one firm facing 7 different infringement claims because they can't prove what was AI-generated versus human-created. Their implementation? Someone's nephew set up Stable Diffusion on a Friday afternoon.
The technical debt is staggering. Every quick win with AI creates future problems. Those customer service teams using Claude, they're not logging interactions, not measuring accuracy, not tracking when the AI hallucinates. 6 months from now, they'll have no idea what worked or why.
Let's get specific. Maya, walk us through an implementation that actually worked with real numbers.
Manufacturing client, mid-size, about 400 employees. Problem, quality control bottlenecks. Traditional solution, quote, $2.3 million for computer vision system. What we actually did, $3,000 a month for a Google Cloud Vision API integration with their existing cameras. Implementation time, 3 weeks. The kicker? We spent 2 of those weeks just figuring out their current workflow. The actual technical implementation took 3 days.
3 days? That's what frustrates me about the creative industry's approach. Agencies are selling 6-month AI transformation journeys when most artists just need an afternoon workshop on prompt engineering. I've watched teams spend $75,000 on consulting to essentially learn how to use tools with free tutorials on YouTube.
The vendor lock-in is criminal. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, they all know once you've built processes around their APIs, switching costs are huge. We're seeing contracts with 300% price increases after year one. That manufacturing implementation Maya mentioned, what happens when Google triples their Vision API pricing?
The French Senate's report on IA et education specifically warns about dependency on foreign tech providers, but every successful implementation story seems to rely on these same platforms. How do we square that circle?
You don't. You plan for platform agnosticism from day one, even though it adds 30% to initial costs. Smart clients build abstraction layers. One fintech I work with can switch between GPT-4, Claude, and Gemini with a config change. Took an extra month to build, but they've already switched providers twice to optimize costs.
That's luxury thinking for most creative shops. We're running on project margins so thin that an extra week of development kills profitability. The successful studios I see are treating AI like they treated stock photography. Useful, but disposable. No deep integration, just tactical usage.
Which brings us back to the central tension. AI tools are most valuable when deeply integrated, but most successful when loosely coupled. It's architectural schizophrenia. My current client wants AI to transform their business, but also wants to be able to turn it off if needed. Can't have both.
Let's talk failure modes. Derek, you mentioned that expensive customer support system. What specifically went wrong?
Everything. We assumed chat transcripts were clean data. They weren't. We thought response accuracy was the key metric. Customers cared more about speed. We built for 10,000 concurrent users. Peak load was 50. Classic engineering hubris. The $29 ChatGPT solution beats our system on every metric that matters.
That's the pattern I call metric mismatch. Organizations measure what's easy to measure, not what matters. Customer satisfaction? Hard. API response time? Easy. Guess which one gets optimized? I've seen AI implementations with perfect technical metrics and zero business value.
The creative industry has the opposite problem. No metrics at all. Did the AI help? Becomes this subjective soup. One studio claims 500% productivity gains from AI. Dig deeper? They're comparing their best AI-assisted work to their worst manual work. Real gain? Maybe 30%, which is still significant, but not revolutionary.
The EU's upcoming AI regulations require appropriate transparency measures. How does that square with implementations that are basically, we use ChatGPT for stuff?
It doesn't. We're heading for a compliance nightmare. Most companies using AI tools have no audit trail, no version control, no way to reproduce outputs. When regulations hit, they'll either ignore them or shut down AI usage entirely. There's no middle ground with current implementations.
I'm already seeing this in healthcare. Hospitals want AI benefits but can't stomach compliance risks. Solution? Shadow IT. Doctors using personal ChatGPT accounts for research, nurses running symptoms through Gemini on their phones. The official stance? We don't use AI. The reality? It's everywhere, just hidden.
Same in advertising. Agencies have AI policies that ban generative tools, while every creative director has Midjourney open in another tab. The hypocrisy is stunning. Last week, a major campaign got killed because legal couldn't verify if copy was AI generated. Plot twist? It was human written, just sounded too polished.
Let's get practical. Someone listening has budget approval to implement AI tools tomorrow. Maya, what's your Tuesday morning playbook?
First, forget everything vendors told you. Second, pick your smallest, most painful problem. Not your most important, your most annoying. Third, find the simplest AI tool that might help. Budget $1,000 for the first month, max. Fourth, and this is crucial, Assign one person to own it, not a committee, not a team. One person who feels the pain personally.
And document everything. Every prompt, every output, every decision. Not for compliance, for learning. The difference between successful and failed AI implementations is usually just institutional memory. That person Maya mentioned, they need to write down what they learn, or you'll repeat every mistake.
Pick tools with escape hatches. Can you export your data? Can you recreate outputs manually if needed? The studios thriving with AI are the ones who could abandon it tomorrow without losing work. Sounds paranoid, but I've seen too many projects held hostage by API changes.
Cost reality check. Maya, what are people actually spending on successful implementations?
Successful first implementations? $5,000 to $15,000, including tools and time. That's it. Anyone quoting more is selling complexity. Our manufacturing client from earlier? Total first-year cost was $42,000. They've saved $400,000 in quality control labor. That's the ratio that works. 10x return in year one. Or don't bother.
Hidden costs kill budgets, though. API calls, storage, processing time. We had one client hit $30,000 in OpenAI charges in a single month because someone created a recursive loop. No alerts, no warnings, just a massive invoice. Build spending controls first. Ask me how I know.
Training time is the killer in creative fields. Tools cost $50 a month, but getting a senior designer to change their workflow? That's $5,000 of lost productivity easy. The shops succeeding are hiring juniors who already use AI and letting them teach upward. Bruises some egos, but actually works.
Team resistance. That's what everyone dances around. Maya, how do you handle the human element?
Brutally honest conversation. AI isn't replacing you today, but competitors using AI might replace us all tomorrow. Then I show them the tool as a dumb assistant, not a smart replacement. The key is making people feel empowered, not threatened. Successful implementations have champions, not victims.
Unless you're in customer support, then AI is absolutely replacing jobs. We need to stop lying about that. The honest conversation is, learn to manage AI systems or find a new career. Harsh? Yes, true. Also yes. Pretending otherwise just delays the inevitable.
Creative fields are splitting into AI native and AI resistant camps. The resistance is generational, but not how you'd think. Some veterans embracing tools while young purists refuse. Markets already choosing winners. Agencies using AI are underbidding traditional shops by 60%.
Looking at the EU regulations and these implementation realities, are we heading for a crackdown, or will practical usage force regulatory adaptation?
Both. We'll see selective enforcement. High-profile cases to scare enterprises while ignoring small players. It's the GDPR playbook. Big companies will overcomply, small ones will ignore rules, and consultants will make bank in between. The real victims? Mid-size organizations trying to do the right thing.
The technical requirements in these regulations are fantasy. Explainable AI for large language models? Good luck. We can't even explain why they work, let alone how they make specific decisions. Compliant implementations will be so crippled they're useless.
Creative industry will route around regulations like water around rocks. AI assisted becomes human curated, generated becomes inspired. We're already seeing agencies set up offshore entities just for AI work. The genie's not going back in the bottle.
Final thoughts. What would you tell someone who's been burned by a failed AI implementation?
Try again, but smaller, much smaller. Every successful implementation I've seen followed failed attempts. The difference? They learn to crawl before running. Pick one task, one tool, one metric. Win there, then expand.
Stop building, start buying. The era of custom AI solutions for most businesses is over. Use off-the-shelf tools until you hit real limitations. 90% of companies never will. Those infrastructure dreams, let them die.
Embrace the chaos. AI tools are messy, unpredictable, and constantly changing. If you need stability, this isn't your technology yet. But if you can surf the wave, the opportunities are incredible. Just don't bet your business on any single tool.
There's our implementation reality. Simple beats complex, but simple doesn't mean easy. The winners aren't building comprehensive systems, they're finding focused solutions to specific problems. The losers are either overthinking or underpreparing. Tomorrow, same time, We'll dig into what happens when these quick implementations hit regulatory reality. Until then, I'm Alex Chen, keeping it real about AI implementation. Thanks to Maya, Sophie, and Derek for the unvarnished truth. Remember, if someone's selling you transformation, buy augmentation instead.